I'm just honored that these three ladies have been ambassadors for us this year, and we look forward to hearing from them and introducing them to everyone at the walk on Friday night.
We'll hope that a lot of people will come back. If you're not on a team, maybe you haven't even contributed or anything in the past, but it's just kind of a nice little festival, a nice little party that people can go and support the cause, can't they?
It really is. I couldn't imagine that there's probably one person out there that hasn't been touched by cancer in one way or another, through a family member, a friend, a coworker. Cancer has touched just about everybody. This is just such a beautiful night to come out and be with friends and community members and family. All the luminaries, people just go to great lengths on some of these luminaries. They're just beautiful. And just to walk around and listen to the music and look at these luminaries and then hear their names later at the ceremony. I just think for me, I've been involved with Grace for many years and I never tire of it. It's just such a beautiful experience. It's such an amazing organization to help people in our community. And it just the generosity of this community is just unbelievable.
People have been digging deep. There have been a lot of fundraisers going on. And again, we'd encourage you. I'm surprised every once in a while you come across somebody who's not aware of Grace, who's not heard of it. So maybe invite a friend to Grace this year.
Absolutely. If you have somebody that has never been, or, you know, you'd like to have them learn about it or just experience it, please encourage your friends and family to come out. We're really looking forward to it, and we just really are looking forward to seeing people in our community and come out and join us.
I know you have representatives from time to time that will come to the walk from either Gunderson or they'll come from Madison, and they're always wowed about the turnout and what they see that night, aren't they?
They really are. We've gotten some great compliments from UW-Carbone and Gunderson. Sometimes they will have representatives come and be there at the walk and hand out little items from their research or programs and their hospitals. And they have always just been in awe of what we do and what we can accomplish here in this small little area.
It sounds like the raffle's going well.
Yeah, I think so. The calendar raffle tickets are selling very well. And if you are there and you have some tickets that you have not sold yet, and you think you might not get them sold in the next couple of weeks, please turn them back in. That would help us a lot because there are other people that are looking for tickets to sell. So if you don't think you're going to sell them, if you could turn them back in and we'll get them sold. And we would appreciate that.
You always look for volunteers with setup, especially and tear down. You can always use some about 10 o'clock that night as well, couldn't you?
Right. Yeah, we're always looking for people to help us. Setting up during the day, but especially at the end of the night when we're taking down the luminaries. And we want to do that with respect, and we try to be very careful. And just garbage and all that kind of stuff that, you know, it's always nice to have those lending hands. And we've had that in the past, and we really appreciate when people have stayed and helped us.
Those luminary bags, many of them are works of art. And if you want them kept, you write it on the bottom of the bag, don't you?
Yes. Yes, that's a good point. If you would like to keep your luminary, write keep on the bottom, and we will make sure, or save, and we will make sure that they are saved, and then we take them back up to the Grace office, so you would be able to pick them up there.
Anything else you'd like to add about Grace, or the anything coming up the next couple of weeks?
No, I think that we've covered everything. Just please come and join us on Wednesday, August 7th, for the Captain Survivor Reception at the Phoenix Center. Come and join us for that free will pizza dinner and hear the speakers and join us that night. And then for the walk with Grace, too, on Friday night, August 9th at Crosscut Park. We'd love to have you come out.
Most definitely. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, June.
Thank you.
June Nee joining us, the chairperson of this year's Walk with Grace. As the morning show continues, we'll have more info coming up.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Iceland Center.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A few weeks ago, we talked about having things written down, like what you want for your service and what you want for music. And Mark, another important thing is to possibly write down and keep track of like where your banking is and who you have insurance through and those kind of things, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very important to write those things down because as a person, you know where your assets are at. You know where you bank at, where you have life insurance, where your 401k is at, where different things you might have are located. And usually, as a person, you remember where your own are at. But also think sometimes you forget about something, you know, of your own. That's how we end up in the Wisconsin unclaimed property, is you might forget that you had something. It sits around long enough, the state takes it back. So we always encourage people to write a list down of where they do bank at. You know, if you bank at one bank, how many accounts do you have? Not that you necessarily have to give it to your family ahead of time so they know all of these things, but at least they know where to go to look for it. Do you have it on a computer somewhere? And just update it once a year. If you have a retirement account, who is it with? You know, is it still with one company or did it sell? You get an annual statement. Just simply write it down, check who the beneficiaries are, because it's amazing how many times people come into the funeral home, and it's not so much for a spouse that they know. It's usually for a brother, a sister, a parent, somebody that they are helping with their arrangements, or the person has passed, and they don't really know, where do I locate this thing? And we get asked all the time, is there a database that you can look up what someone has for an asset? And the sad answer is no, there's not. You just kind of have to know. So to just simply have either just a written document, it doesn't have to be official or anything like that. I'm going to say even for myself, I have a spreadsheet on a computer. And I've mentioned to my wife, if anything happens to me, this is where all of our assets are at. These are the account numbers. You know, this is who you need to contact. It's just a simple thing that I don't necessarily need to worry her about the day-to-day of it. I can, but in our marital situation, she's not necessarily, that's not something that she's interested in knowing, is where all of the assets are at. I keep track of them, but it's a simple enough thing for her to look. This is what I know. This is what we own. This is where it's at. This is who we owe money to. It's on a simple spreadsheet. Just do something very easy like that so people don't have to call all the local banks, because at the time of death, they can't say, hey, Philney passed away. Does he have an account at this bank? Until you have the jurisdiction and the authority from the state, they can't give you that response. The problem is, in order to get that piece of paper from the state or the courts, depending on the asset levels, that says you have the authority to find out what Philney has for assets, you need to fill out a piece of paper that says what the assets are. So it's hard to fill out a piece of paper to say that he has accounts at three different banks, because the banks can't legally talk to you if you don't know that the account is at the bank. So there's kind of a catch-22 there. So by simply having a written assets down of what you have, you know, who your credit cards are through, who do you owe money to, who are your loans through, is your car still financed? That's why we encourage you to update this about once a year, is where is everything at? So at the time, your loved one doesn't have to spend more than hours, just absolutely spend days or weeks trying to locate what you may or may not have. Did you have a life insurance policy that you cashed out 15 years ago, but you told them, oh, I had this policy. So in their mind, it still exists. You know you cashed it out 15 years ago. They don't know that. So by simply having a written asset plan or where your finances are at really helps your loved ones, especially once you move beyond kind of that marital couple situation of someone knows where to actually start with this kind of closing of the estate.
What about lockboxes, Mark?
Sure. So lockbox is also important to let someone know that you have a lockbox. A lot of times at the time of death, if for a person, that lockbox, you need a piece of paper, the same authority that would be to liquidate your estate, to allow someone else into that lockbox. So you could put that information in the lockbox. The issue is, if you put it in a lockbox at the time of death, they don't have the authority to get in the lockbox unless you have put their name down on the lockbox as such. So you can talk to the bank and say, I don't want anyone in my lockbox, but at the time of death, I, Philip Nee, want to allow my son James to get into my lockbox. Okay, well, they can set it up in such a fashion where when you're alive, James can't get in. But at the time of death, he provides a death certificate. He has the ability to get in. It's the same thing as we've talked about in the past about doing like a transfer on death at a bank or anything like that, where it allows when you're living, no one else can have that money. But at the time of death, it makes it very easy for that individual to access that account. So by simply having a conversation about where everything is at, who do I want to be able to get into these things, just having a written plan and letting someone know where that written plan is at.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Beef crossbred calves sold up to $850, with Holstein calves up to $685. Heifer and small dairy calves, $130 to $430. Slaughter cows range from $90 to $138, with two questionable health cows, $79 and $84, and bulls up to $156. We had a very active market at last Friday's feeder sale. Some representative sales include eight black heifers that weighed 850 pounds at 277, 8 black heifers 840 at 227, 17 black steers 860 pounds at 243, 42 mixed steers and heifers 750 pounds, they averaged 244, 12 dairy crossbred steers 550 pounds at 224, 21 Holstein steers at 600 at 247, and 16 big Holstein steers went 10 and a quarter to $1.52. For all of your livestock marketing needs, whether it's singles, large packages, contact Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Darren, Colton, and Jim do their best to get you a good price for your livestock.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
A high temperature in the low 80s today, sunny and pleasant conditions with southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Clear and mild tonight, a low of 59. Saturday mostly sunny and feeling more humid, breezier at times, and a high of 87. Saturday night 65 with a slight chance of showers late, and Sunday partly cloudy, humid and breezier at times, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 86 degrees.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So come a looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rocky, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So long before it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't miss.
got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean on Country and Community WRCO. We're at 70 degrees, holding steady with a nice sunshine day out there today. We'll have live sports on the radio tonight. Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia, an area hometown of baseball. And then playoff baseball coming up on Sunday. The hometown of playoffs featuring Arena and Belleville. And it should be a good ball game. First pitch time of 1 o'clock coming up on Sunday afternoon. The Brewers open up a weekend series against Miami in Milwaukee. And hoping for some good things. Christian Yelich out indefinitely right now. The Brewers said this year, it seems like they always seem to land on their feet. So we're optimistic that they'll do well. And what will be interesting to see is if maybe they go out and try to find another bat and try to add to the roster. Yeah, we'll see about that. You always have to give to get. This is Myla Mason on FM 100.9.
I had a load in the dryer. I was waiting at the laundromat, sitting on top of a washing machine. I could hear the sound of a quarter tumble round. I'd left in the pocket of my dirty blue jeans. I reached in just to pull it out, never thinking how it burned my hand. It rolled over by the payphone. Ain't it funny where it chose to land? Maybe it's a sign, maybe I should call, see if everything's alright back in Omaha. Maybe you were right, maybe I'm to blame. Maybe if I tried real hard, baby, I could change. I could do what you say and just grow up. It might be worth a shot. But then again, maybe not. I gathered up my clothes, I didn't even fold them, just stuffed them into a pillowcase. I threw them in the backseat, jumped in the car, I headed on out to the interstate.
Try.
few things to celebrate today. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day. It's also National Coffee Milkshake Day. Ah, all right. It's Aunts and Uncles Day. Yeah, sometimes maybe you're the cool aunt or you're the cool uncle. That's a great thing to be. Spoil those nieces and nephews. It's National All or Nothing Holistic Therapy Day. It's Bagel Fest Day. Oh, should have known. It's too late to have a bagel, isn't it? No, no, it's not. And let's see. World Tofu Day. Celebrate accordingly. Party on. Yes, actually, I've had tofu before, and it's not bad, depending on how you fix it, right? Today is July 26th, a Friday. We're heading toward the weekend with lots of great things going on. Good luck to everybody in Plain. I know it's a lot of hard work, but the public really appreciates the Plain Fire and EMS three-day fest, which gets underway this evening.
Gunderson Baskerville is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic today.
The Baskerville Antique Club presents the 11th Annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Baskerville Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Phrase Trucking, Hillsboro Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Baskerville for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Baskerville Antique Club Grounds.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from five shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Congratulations to our winners earlier today. We're going to give away some ice cream yet today. It's Friday. It's the time to celebrate, and we're down to the final waning days of July ice cream month, so listen for our ice cream man to show up over the course of the next hour and a half or so. And if you'd like to get a Grace Radio Auction bidder number, you can give us a call at 608-647-2111 if you're looking for a bidder number to kind of get in. It's not a prerequisite. Certainly, you need a number before we bid on Monday, but you can bid during the auction time, but this would get you set. So if there's something all of a sudden you just have to have, you'll have that number and be ready for our Grace auction. And the radio auction begins Monday morning at 10 o'clock sharp. Coming up next, our Daily Dose on WRCO Radio for today, and later on, the Country Music Minute.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. I read a remarkable thing last year about a man with lung cancer. It seems that after smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day for over 40 years, he decided to sue the tobacco company because of the condition. The case went to a higher court, and the ruling came out in favor of the plaintiff. After smoking almost 750,000 cigarettes, lighting, inhaling, stubbing out, the judge ruled that his condition was not his fault. I often kiddingly tell teenagers, this is good news. If you get pimples, sue Hershey's. But we all know that this is not good news because we all know that we must each take responsibility for our actions. I meet hundreds of people each year who tell me that no value so badly needs emphasis today as that of personal responsibility. For every action, there is a consequence. To every action, there will be a reaction. People who believe in responsibility seem to rise above the crowd. They are willing to take ownership of their words and actions. They do it because they know someone has to be responsible. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org.
Looking for unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents, vinyl records for a dollar, CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Come and shop where your dollars go further and also help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Nearly 40 years after the band Hootie and the Blowfish's formation, Grand Ole Opry star Darius Rucker tells his remarkable story through the lens of the songs that shaped him. Set against the soundtrack of his life, Darius recounts his childhood. He traces the unlikely ascent of his band and shares wild tales of life on the road. But he also faces his missteps, defeats, and demons. Life's Too Short, a timeless book about a man and his music.
Those songs were like moments of my life where I listened to those songs every day, multiple times a day. So, you know, when we decided to name the chapter after songs that meant something to me, that was perfect because music brings back all the memories I have coming back with music. And so that was a good way to tell the story.
With the Grand Ole Opry star, I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRCO Radio, thank you so much for joining us here. Old Hank Bray is wallered back. He woke up again there from his morning nap, getting back from vacation.
Good morning, Phil.
You had a rough vacation, it sounds like.
Oh, I tell you what, you have to come to work to relax.
I know you do.
Yeah,
that's right.
You do. Anyway, so, did you have a nice time while I was gone?
I did, yeah.
Really?
We partied all week.
So. And it looks like there's nothing left.
Oh, there's some donuts, I think.
They're like 6 days old, Phil.
What's wrong with that? You got a microwave there. Voila.
I don't have a cricket.
That cricket was a cricket. I don't know. It did not. I didn't taste any. That must be a prank. There was no bacon and cheese or whatever it said.
That's what it said. They had dill. They had vinegar, salt and vinegar. And I said, you know what? Bacon and cheese, there's crickets. There was nothing better than
there was
bacon.
No flavor there, I'll tell you.
Kind of like you, Phil.
Yeah. I needed some soy sauce.
Yeah.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winners keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. Yeah.
caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. No, that stool's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. Treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink.
Shop on WRCO. Some cold beer and country music. 13 minutes before 11, we're up to 72 degrees.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at MonsterTruckTour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.MonsterXTour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour. For a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at MonsterXTour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Get ready for the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. Join the fun this weekend for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music from High Mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouth-watering chicken barbecue starting at noon, and don't miss the grand parade at 11 a.m. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pole and fire truck rides. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS Celebration, July 26th through 28th. Be there for an unforgettable weekend.
Great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle just got even better. New GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens to common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF strike zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find Timberline HDZ shingles in stock at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Luann Walton is our latest winner. She heard the ice cream man show up, and she'll be enjoying some delicious ice cream courtesy of Quick Trip East, Highway 14 and County O. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify from WRCO.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music,
smoke. It's where all them cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, do do si do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot.
Bye. or stupid. But boy, if I've been hit by a Cupid, no one needs to know right now. No one needs to know right now. No one needs to know right now.
Vintage Shania Twain. Our news from ABC is next. Here's Glenn Campbell with an 8-track flashback.
Met the girl. The guitars bleed, the bone parts retreat.